I am transpersonally.
Holy crap, I came back.
Oh dear, what's that?
Where are you?
Somewhere.
Oh dear.
I am once you knew as idealistically. How about where are you? I transcended the adverb.
Transcended a lot of things.
Yeah, now okay. All times are one.
You've identified with time and unity. I see. All right.
How that's possible.
Nevertheless, you got free of your physical form. So are you still in the band or what?
I shall always be in the band.
Oh, that's a relief.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, so now we can talk. We can work something out.
Although, having transpersonalized, I am no longer in body.
What does that mean?
How are you going to show up to the gig?
Then?
Locality.
Of this particular happenstance.
As they say.
If you need me, I can do most anything. I can play whatever.
That is what he said. Wow. That is the very first thing he said.
Zip-pop-a-doodly.
Well, do we have a deal? Well, do we have a deal?
Yeah, do we have a deal?
I said rhetorically.
In response.
Why are we asking him?
As I bought a little more time to think about it.
What are you buying time?
Certainly the most experimental thing I've seen in quite some time.
Mm. All right.
Fresh. Very well.
So?
I shall consider it.
I've heard that before.
Your fate is in our hands now.
Yeah, I know
so
what that
means.
So
nothing you can do but wait and see what happens.
That is true. Historically, promoters are always screwing the artists and telling them they'll be around to them shortly, and then they're not. Why should this be any exception?
I can't believe what I'm hearing here. The audacity. We loved your music, but we thought your act was a little weird.
Perhaps a little too experimental.
So better luck next time. Give yourselves a big round of applause for trying. And thank you very much.
Goodbye. Who put you in charge of things?
Really?
I find that a little perplexing.
Goodbye.
Well, then there, I guess that's it. There.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
No, I meant that figuratively.
Yeah, like a rhetorical statement.
I guess I'll go back to playing on the street for random people's passing appreciation.
That is something you could do. I could see doing that if I had to, but it's very hard work.
Well, we do what we do.
So I guess we'll go.
Yeah, well, it was good working with you for a while.
Yeah, take it easy.
Perhaps you have forgotten about me. Fritz.
Skippy.
No, we see you standing there in the corner. What?
Well, perhaps you have formed a misperception.
A misperception?
In that you seem to think Miss Lamprey speaks for me.
Oh,
well,
then, I was really waiting for her simply to leave so I could tell you my true plans. Me, Fred Skippy.
Ah, Fred Skippy.
For you see, ever since that musical that never was finished, I have been involved with experimenting with Miss Lamprey.
Oh, that's disgusting. You don't have to share every detail of your personal life with everyone you meet.
No, I don't mind. Very well, I shall tell you more. Miss Lamprey and I did not quite hit it off.
Oh, all right.
No, really?
She likes rock musicals.
We play jazz. We play many forms of jazz.
And even though she expressed her appreciation for your music, I assure you, she is a hypocrite.
In what way?
She pretends to like one thing and does not. And says she likes one other thing. Experimental theater.
Right, experimental theater. Right. So what's the upshot of the whole thing?
The upshot of the whole thing is we are going to go forward with the plan. You shall have all the gigs.
Let me underscore this. All of the compounded joy of your music spreading out. And I love the vocalist trick.
Very experimental. We'll be doing that all the time.
Tell me more.
Oh, no.
Charlotte Lamprey coming back.
Oh.
Hello. I have returned.
You interrupted my little song.
I heard every word you said in the booth with Ted, my good friend.
Oh,
and I see that I was wrong. I was not experimental enough.
Oh, yeah, you were not experimental enough.
We'll work it all out.
Oh, very positive.
But well, on right, a personal right. note, oh, I get think personal I hate here. Your oh, guts. And we're through, Fred oh. Skippy. Mm. It's over well, between us.
Soap opera.
And I never
Should
want
we
to
be
see
hearing
you
this?
In
I don't
any
think
capacity
so.
Again.
I don't want to look at this.
So, she's breaking up.
Goodbye
to
and good luck is what I came to tell you. And I'm
him.
Giving you notes.
To him.
And
him.
You were terrible.
From
goodbye.
Him.
And everyone else, you, as you know, I own all the theaters in this universe. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's the obstacle here.
Yeah, that's where he didn't express that very clearly.
She does own all the venues.
It's a weak point.
So, all the theaters.
I own the theaters.
She, right. she owns all the theaters.
You. You
all the venues.
Thought everyone
but
knew.
I decided to have
well,
a change of heart
so,
in a deus ex machina kind of way.
Right, okay.
So,
well, that's good news.
I will leave, but I will now join you in the closing number.
Right,
with
the big closing number.
We've
got to have a big closing number.
All right,
let's get it together here.
In fact, in my notes, I forgot to
set up
the
all equipment again.
So maybe it's a sign that it's going to be great.
Let's see what happens.
Even if it isn't great. No.
That's the tune.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Who's going to play fake drum?
What, no drum machine?
I'll play fake drums. I've always wanted to be a rock drummer, so it can't be much different in this context.
I thought you weren't a fan of jazz.
Well, I know I pretend to be, but I guess I'll have to be more open-minded and experimental.
Experimental.
In the future.
In the future.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Future.